Victoria! Brisbane, Victoria!
Wednesday, November the 27th, 1896. A day notable for an expeditious recovery and a recovered expedition.
Victoria Station by Steve Chambers. Episode 1. Goods Perishable.
Cooey, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Mrs. Briggs, I am about to deliver the morning briefing.
I've got your tea and a nice baking cob. I'll put them in your office.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Don't leave it too long, Dux. It'll go all congealed.
Oh, get on with your cleaning, Mrs. Briggs.
No good if it goes all fatty.
Right, quiet. Porters will come to attention. Right. The station master is going to Chesterfield to learn about the new ticket nippers, leaving me in command until his return this afternoon. Normal running today, apart from the loading of the Ashanti expedition in the goods yard.
Who are?
The Ashanti. They are a tribe in West Africa.
With a troublesome king, according to the newspapers. Our brave boys are off to sort him out.
Thank you, Jackson. Yes, sir. They'll be clear by midday, but there may be some delays to passengers, so the usual drill, you know, helpful, courteous, but you don't know anything. What now?
Right.
All right, lads. Put the chest down.
Easy. Soldiers. What time they look fine in the uniform.
Yes, fine, brave lads. Off to fight spears with guns.
They still die, no matter how shiny their buttons are.
Mrs. Briggs, you should have finished the cleaning by now.
All right, Duck. I'm only late because I brought you your morning cob.
Sergeant. Sir. Why have you deposited that box in my booking hall? War chest, sir. For the expedition. Military supplies. Use the entrance to the goods yard on Windsor Road.
Security reasons, sir. There might be an ambush.
In Victoria Station?
The Windsor Road entrance. It's ripe for a surprise attack. Richford is hardly the northwest frontier.
That chest looks heavy.
Should do. 10,000 guineas in gold weighs a man down.
10,000 guineas? In gold? I mean to say.
Chief Clark, I cannot allow it to remain here.
With your permission, sir, we will proceed to the goods yard by way of platform 4, as instructed by the colonel.
Very well. Jackson,
sir,
show them the way.
This is the department.
Yeah, I'll do it. I could do with a handful of gold coins.
You go about your duties, Porter Robson. Sergeant, sir, on the count of three, lift chest. One, two, three. By the left, quick, march.
And now, in the comfort of my own cubbyhole, some best Leicestershire medal pack.
Mr. Timmer?
Station Master Roberts?
Signalman Roberts from now on. Gone down the wrong way, has it? Nasty. That's what comes of eating on duty.
Station Master, what is Mr. Roberts doing here?
I've been reinstated.
It is impossible.
It is if I say so, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Mr. Tidmarsh, there's a body. Oh, Station Master, Mr. Roberts, I mean to say.
Yeah, spit it out, lad. All right, Jackson, what's happened?
A body, sir, on the Down Express. One of the passengers has choked to death over breakfast.
Victoria! Brisbane, Victoria!
Excuse me.
Yes.
Is this the Loughborough train?
No, madam. This is the London 5-car flyer. First class only.
But it's 5:20 past. The Loughborough train was due 3 minutes ago.
Why don't you sit in the waiting room, madam? You'll be warm in there.
I don't want to miss my connection. I'm going to collect a memorial window for our church, St. Mary's House in Green. My husband is Canon Gunn. Right. Our son was a Lancer.
That's all very interesting, Mrs. Gunn, but...
Have you heard of Sir Frederick Roberts?
Well, I've heard of Fred Roberts, the signalman. I think I'd know if he was a seer.
Well, he led the last Afghan campaign. Our son died on the march from Kabul to Kandahar. 320 miles in 23 days.
Yes, a passenger has died. He's still on the train.
Oh, dear. Is that the cause of the delay?
Yes.
So if you could just sit in the waiting room until we sort this out.
Yes, of course. I do hope I don't miss my connection. My husband has set his heart on this memorial.
Remove the body, Porter.
What am I supposed to do with it?
There you are, Mr. Craddock.
As a guard, I am your superior officer.
And as station master, I outrank you. Now, what's happened?
One of our passengers choked on his breakfast in the restaurant car. The body must be taken off.
This express should be away by now. The body must be unloaded at your destination.
But well, we haven't any room. We can hardly leave him in his seat, can we?
Where's the body now?
In my cubbyhole.
Can't it stay there?
No! There's little enough room as it is, and that's full of perishables.
Well, Barter Robson Jackson, get a couple of those mail sacks.
I mean to say, sir, what for?
To cover the body with, then carry it up to my office.
Me?
You heard. Come on.
In here.
Oh, he looks terrible.
Well, he's not in the best of health, Jacko.
I've never seen a body before.
Hurry it!
Oh, he didn't miss many dinners, did he?
Can we get this train away, then?
Yes, you can. Get on with it.
I mean to say, will we sit him in your chair, Mr. Braddock?
I don't care, Jackson. I'll be in Chesterfield. No. Just put him somewhere with a mail sack over him, then contact the coroner's office.
Yes, sir.
Come on. It's free for us standing here all morning.
I'm sorry to bother you, miss. Which way to the goods yard?
You're with the expedition.
Yes, I was on that express. You know where the poor chap expired. Captain Hargreaves at your service.
Oh, Josie Braddock.
Oh, Josie. What me and Jacko have got.
Porter Robson, I am busy with this gentleman.
It's the passenger who died on that express. We're taking him to your father's office.
So hold him properly, then. It's not a sack of potatoes. Show some respect, man.
And who are you with your musket, fife and drum?
Don't talk to him like that, Jack. He's a captain.
Well, we're a long way away from the sea.
Get about your business, or I'll report you to your superiors.
Come on, Robert.
Not in his flipping regiment.
Give me the creeps, Captain. Let's make haste.
All right. Watch yourself with soldier boy, Josie.
I think I'll be all right, Jack.
Oh, station master's daughter's too good for a common porter now. Come on, Jack.
Friends of yours?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What for? You're far too pretty to apologize to anyone, let alone me. But you can show me to the goods yard, if you have the time.
Oh.
Hang on a minute, will you?
Hey, up you. How's it going?
Mr. Roberts? What are you doing here?
I've come to help. Are you going to answer that?
Well, I'm not sure. This express, it stopped here, but it's non-stop the rest of the way. I don't know which signal to send. Three bells, pause, one bell, or four bells.
If it's non-stop, send four bells, you. Go on.
All right.
What's backed up?
The local passenger. The Loughborough train.
Well, let it into the down block, then. There we are. Like old times, eh? Cheer up, youth. What have you been doing with yourself since?
Working with Ted Phillips. He's not as good a signalman as you. But he's not so bad when you get to know him.
He does his best, I dare say.
He's gone back to East Leek. He's got family there. Been waiting for the posting for a while.
And left you on your own with 87 leavers?
I can manage.
Is that what the long face is for? Me barging in?
I just don't want to be told what to do all the time.
I'll tell you what to do if you need telling.
Or shouted at. Mr. Phillips didn't shout.
Fair enough, Sid. It's 2 years since they suspended me. It's me who needs the learning.
Phoebe will be pleased to see you back.
All right. What makes you think that?
Her face lights up whenever you're mentioned.
Is that right?
Yeah. We read about the commendation from the Railways Board. It was in the Post.
Doesn't mean much. I was dismissed for failing eyesight.
You say two lies.
Maybe. Anyway, if I wear these spectacles, I can see to the required standard. And Joe Braddock's taken it upon himself to reinstate me till you turn 18.
Oh, right.
I hope. You've still got someone backed up the line.
It's Mr. Wheeler. He's shunting some special wagons for the army train down from Bullwell.
There's nothing else on that branch, is there?
No. I had to leave him there while I had the passenger backed up.
Well, we can get him moving now.
All right, Mr. Roberts.
Get shoveling, Hancock. That's us. Better let everyone know. Listen to that whistle. Pathetic.
It's like you, Wheeler. Worn out.
I hope I've got a bit more left in me than this lump of scrap. It's time we had a new engine.
Oh, it's built well enough.
The cab leaks, the collars on the big and little ends are worn, and the regulator lever is positively dangerous.
Well, I don't mind. I quite like the old puffer.
I keep forgetting you're newlywed.
What's that got to do with anything?
And a cradle snatcher into the bargain. Everything in the garden's rosy. Till the children come. Hungry mouths to feed and you're down to eating rice and treacle. You'll feel different then.
We might not have any children. We haven't decided yet.
Don't talk so soft, Hancock. What are you going to do? Sleep back to back for the rest of your life?
As long as my Florrie loves me, I don't mind what happens.
And I still say a new engine would make your life easier.
Well, an efficient boiler would. This one leaks like a kettle.
I'll make a list of faults. If it's long enough, they'll have to do something.
I wonder what she's made me.
What are you on about now?
Florrie. She made me a surprise for me sandwiches. Because we're away for a couple of nights with this expedition. I wonder what it is.
You'll find out soon enough.
Cold roast beef. Well, that's a luxury. Pork's good. A cold lamb's all right with a spot of mint sauce.
Have you thought? It might be beef dripping. Oh,
not for the toughest job in the railway. A fireman needs plenty of fuel. Like a locomotive.
Well, you can stop fiddling this engine. We're turning into the yard.
Right, Sergeant. Situation report?
Ammunition stacked, ready for loading, Colonel. The war chest delivered and under guard.
Artillery pieces?
Joining the train at Sheffield.
As soon as the wagons arrive, load the war chest into the guard's van and set a guard over it. Then get the men loading the ammunition.
Very good, sir.
Colonel Smithers Jenkins?
Yes, what is it?
Captain Hargreaves reporting for duty. Here are my papers.
Indian Army? What the devil are you doing here, then?
I'm on special attachment from the Punjab Rifles. If you read on, it does explain.
On many occasions, Captain Hargreaves has demonstrated an unique ability to remain undetected in hostile territory. You're a spy, then?
Well, let's just say I understand the mind of the indigent.
Do you, indeed? It's the first I've heard of you, but as I don't get any orders until we embark in Liverpool, well... Look here, Captain, the last thing I need today is a spy, so keep out of me here and make yourself useful. You can start by helping to load those horses.
Oh, immediately, Colonel.
These wagons for you, sir.
I beg your pardon?
Special metal-plated floors for the carrying of explosives and ammunition.
You were supposed to be here an hour ago.
Unavoidable delay, I'm afraid.
The business of the Empire cannot wait. Be ready to leave in 2 hours. That is an order.
I'll do my best, sir.
You'll do as you're told. As a servant of the railway, you're subject to military discipline.
Railway rules and regulations have to be carried out to the letter, sir. I have responsibility for the train, and that includes you, Colonel.
He's as much a master of the railway as he is a servant, because he's a shareholder, isn't he?
Hancock!
Look, just be as quick as you can. Sergeant!
Did you have to?
Oh, it's no word of a lie. I think I'll have a bite of Florrie's surprise while things are quiet. Mind if I have one of your pickled onions?
Help yourself. One of these days, your tongue is going to get us into trouble.
Well, there's no point in being backward coming forward, Wheeler. What the heck's this? It's bananas!
What's up now?
Well, Florrie's surprised that she made me banana sandwich. Banana! I can't live on that.
Don't be so ungrateful. She's made a special treat for you.
But it's not my idea of a treat. Banana and pickled onion.
This is a funny
any time for you to be cleaning the ladies' tea room, Aunt Ada.
Well, what do you expect, Josie Braddock? Soldiers traipsing everywhere and a body in your father's office. It's right put me duck out.
You could sleep round him.
Oh, aye. Mind, eating hot food on a moving train, it's against nature. No good can come of it.
I wonder what's keeping Phoebe.
Trying to eat while you're swaying this way and that. Can't be good for the digestion.
Oh, come on, Ada. Restaurant cars are the future.
Not for him as was choked on his kippers, they weren't.
You don't know it was a kipper.
It's likely to be. Dangerous things, fish bones.
Excuse me. Yes, what would you like? A cup of tea and a jam donut, please.
It's not poisoned.
Beg your pardon?
Your donut. There was a man died this morning, but he wasn't poisoned. He choked.
Oh.
On a fish bone, probably. He's lying in the station master's office as we speak.
Thank you, waiter. That'll be 3 pence, please. Here. Would you be all right if I sit over there, away from the door?
You sit by the stove, Ducky. Get yourself warmed up.
Do you get many men in here? Not in the ladies' tea room, no.
Lots of strapping soldiers down the goods yard, if that's what you're after. Hey, Josie?
Yes.
Sorry, ladies. Josie, can I have a word?
Oh, he's not a soldier.
Get out of here this minute, Jack Robinson.
Whatever you came to say, you can say it out here.
I came to say I'm sorry.
For behaving like a ruffian.
Well, Captain Lardy aren't any better than me, you know.
Captain Hargreaves is a gentleman.
I don't like
him. Oh, you made that perfectly clear. Now, if you don't mind, it's cold out here and I have the tea room to manage.
Josie, you know I care for you.
Josie. Baby. Oh, what on earth's the matter? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Oh,
I have.
Oh, come inside and get warm. If you will excuse us, Halter.
Josie.
Sit yourself down while I get you some hot, sweet tea.
What's occurring, Phoebe?
She's seen a ghost.
Oh, bumped into Fred Roberts, more like. She always had a soft spot for him.
No, it's true. I went to Mr. Braddock's office to ask about his 11s. I knocked, and I could have sworn I heard something moving.
Oh, the mind can play strange tricks.
So I knocked again and went in. And there he was, slumped in your father's chair. I clean forgot about the body. Oh, I got such a shock. Oh, it was horrible. Oh, horrible.
There is more to running a railway than the Old Pals Act, hey, Jackson?
Old Pals, Mr. Tidmarsh?
Yeah. Fred Roberts and your brother.
I mean to say, Mr. Roberts was exonerated, and he saved those men.
He is a troublemaker. Hmm. And that body should never have been taken off the train. Really? It could be contagious.
Oh, could it?
I have arranged a surprise of my own for our station master. Jackson,
sir?
Go and see if there are any telegraphs marked for my attention.
Yes, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Are you the booking clerk?
I am the chief clerk, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Captain Hargreaves.
Yeah.
I suppose you do most of the real work around here.
Real work?
Oh, no need to hide your light under a bushel with me, Tidmarsh. I can see with my own eyes this is the brains of the organization. Tickets, telegraph, timetables. Boy, it's like soldiering. Any fool can hold a rifle. The trick is knowing when to fire and who to aim at.
Eh? Well, yes, that's right.
What exactly did you want, Captain?
Oh,
in a word, information. The expedition is running late. I wondered if I could have a look at the traffic schedules. Plan for eventualities, if you take my meaning.
Well, yes. Come into my office. Jackson?
There's nothing yet. In fact, it's rather odd. They've had no messages for over half an hour.
Never mind about that now. A man the inquiry desk. Oh. I'll be in my room with Captain Hargreaves.
Hello.
Yes?
You got anything to stop me coughing?
Beg your pardon?
Why, have you done something you shouldn't?
Well, I mean to say, you've got a coffin on that trolley.
Correct. So, where's the body?
Are you from the coroner's office?
No, I'm from the cemetery, but things are rather grave over there. The grave is... Of course I'm from the coroner's office.
Someone sent for you?
I get messages from the spirit world. Look, this isn't getting us very far, is it?
So the northbound passenger with luggage space is at 3:40. The Sheffield train.
Oh, we should be away before then. Thank you, Chief Clark.
Think nothing of it, Captain. The coroner's man. That's very prompt. Well done, Jackson. Right, well, you better show him to the station master's office.
Oh, look here, why don't I show him the way? You need your staff for more important jobs, and it's almost on my way.
Yes. Thank you, Lance. All right, follow me.
Right, your boss, sir.
Mr. Titmarsh, how does the captain know the way?
Oh, you have a keen mind, Jackson. Oh. Unlike some in this station.
You know, you said the body could be contagious.
What of it?
Well, I touched him. Well, it. When I carried it. Do you think I'm a...
Right, left, right, left, halt! Right, fix bearings. You, start the entrance. Don't let anybody in or out. Right. Rest, come with me.
Victoria! Christmas, Victoria!
Partly, Robson.
No, you're back, Mr. Roddick. Oh, good. You can give these soldiers some of their own medicine.
What are you on about?
Well, you can't get moved for them, running, shouting, ordering everyone about.
They should have left by now.
Problems, Braddock?
Mr. Cripps, what are you doing here?
There was a voice crying in the wilderness. I have been summoned.
I haven't got time for riddles, Cripps.
Summoned by a disgruntled member of your staff to bring order to the chaos you have evidently wrought. I was on the same train as you. You did not see me.
I was busy looking at the telegraph wires this side of the Sherwood Tunnel. They're down.
Down? It is cold enough for snow, but not enough to affect the wires, surely.
They've been cut, Mr. Craig.
Over here, Sergeant. Take five men, search the subway, send the rest forward and wait. The rest of you come with me.
See what I mean, Mr. Braddock?
Just a minute, Colonel.
Stop! Who the devil are you?
Joe Braddock, station master, and this is Mr. Cripps, the area manager.
Regional superintendent, Mr. Braddock. I've been promoted.
Well, I am Colonel Smithers Jenkins, and this station is now under my control. Stop next train!
How, Colonel?
Victoria Station is the property of the Great Central Railway, and as such is under the control of the appointed representative.
I haven't got time to bandy words with many of you. How dare you!
Colonel, tell us what is going on, and we will try and help.
The Expedition War Chest. It's been stolen.
A fireman needs red meat like this engine needs good coal.
You get surprises when you're newlywed. Enjoy them while you can.
You can't do hard work with bananas in your belly. Mm. I shall have to have strong words with her.
Oh, don't be harsh. She's only delicate. She'll blow over if you shout at her, and you know she dotes on you.
I thought it would be thee.
We all have to learn sometimes.
She probably read about it in one of them penny dreadfuls.
Hey, up. Something's happening.
Aye, my stomach's rebelling.
No, you... There's a coffin being wheeled this way. Oi! Where are you going with that, then?
Oh, blimey. You give me a shot, boss. I didn't see you up there. I could have ended up like him.
It's our lack of man who enjoys his work.
Well, I don't get many complaints, you know.
So where are you going with him?
Africa. He's on his way to join up.
But with the doctor passing fit?
Why, he's a fine buddy. He's on his way to join a fine buddy. So well, I'll be as cold as his nibs in the box if I stand around here much longer.
Hey, is he the one that choked on the train?
Aye, well... Putting him in a guns van that's due out later.
Queer business, him dying over his breakfast.
Aye, well. I can't stand here all day. We've only got a skeleton staff. Can't go the
sea. Yeah. He's a guard, isn't he? I've never met a cheerful undertaker before.
I suppose we should be thankful for small mercies, Hancock.
Hey?
He's cheered you up.
Till I get hungry, Wheeler. Till I get hungry.
The war chest was placed in this wagon here, under armed guard.
What happened to them, then?
That is what I am attempting to ascertain, Mr. Cripps.
Well, Sergeant?
Well, some of the horses got loose, sir. Captain Hargreaves ordered every available man to help round them up.
But including the guards?
Well, what with the weight of the bullion and the fact that the yard was full of soldiers, he thought it would be all right.
He thought wrong.
Besides, the wagon was always in view.
One side of the wagon was. The side facing the main line was out of sight. Where is Captain Hart?
They're leading one of the search party.
Why were the telegraph wires cut? It doesn't seem to have had much practical value.
Standard military tactic. This was obviously a well-planned assault by a number of trained men. We must seal off the station. Nothing can come or go, passengers or trains, until the gold is out.
That will block the whole railway. I cannot allow that.
You have no choice. This station is now under military rule.
As regional superintendent, I outrank you.
This station must be put in quarantine until further notice.
Sergeant, you say the war chest is heavy.
But yes, sir. It takes 2 men to carry it.
So it cannot have gone far without notice.
No, sir. It would be very awkward for 1 or 2 men to carry it around.
Haven't you been listening, Braddock? This is a well-planned operation. The felons are probably clean away already.
I doubt it, Mr. Cripps. If you'll take my advice...
Given the debacle that has occurred already, that is the last thing I intend to do.
The Queen herself authorized this expedition. My reputation is at stake.
Search the station, Colonel. Guard the entrances. But you cannot prevent traffic moving up and down the line.
What are you going to do?
Revisit a malcontent. Braddock!
Let the dog see the rabbit, Robbo. I need to get to my levers. This is a signal box, you know.
Sorry, Fred. Well, they'd be missing you, Robbo.
Hardly, sis. It's like Fred Carno's out there. Everyone up to Ido, even the passengers. If one of them soldiers orders me around one more time, they'll find out who the real enemy is.
I'll do this one, Mr. Roberts.
One pause two, that's ordinary goods, isn't it?
No. One beat pause two beats means branched goods. 3 beats is ordinary goods.
Since when?
They standardised the bell signals for all the companies last year.
Did they buy it?
The new codes are on the chart over there. Most of them are the same.
They'd better be.
Colonel, what's his name, wanted the train stopped.
That's on first floor, if that's suggested.
I didn't know. Cripps overruled him.
Cripps? He's not here, is he? Robbie Hill, I can't half pick him. First day back, a death, a robbery, and Cripps roaming about.
He can't blame you, Fred.
Wanna bet?
Hey, look at that. Someone's ringing a coffin across the goods yard.
Be that poor devil who went on the train this morning.
Where are they going?
Probably put him in a goods van. After the 76 Woodhead disaster, me and Joe Braddock had to load 47 coffins.
Roberts, Robson and Harrison, it is census cabal, Mr. Braddock, and no mistake.
I was just checking that the signalling telegraph was intact.
Checking with the chief agitator, Mr. Roberts.
Think on, Mr. Cripps. We are short-handed with Phillips going. With his eyeglasses, Roberts can see to the required standard.
I'm sure he can see very well. He could be the brains behind it all.
I told you, Robbo.
He's been with me all morning, working.
Of course he has. Fred Roberts and Sidney Harrison. Partners in crime again.
You take that back.
Easy, Sidney.
We were exonerated. We haven't done anything. Tell him, Mr. Braddock.
He would need help, but then Joe Braddock would be the perfect helper.
You need more than wishful thinking, Mr. Cripps. You need proof.
The money would come in very useful for Roberts' union activity.
And did Roberts cut the telegraph, or was it Sid or me, or someone else on the staff?
That remains to be seen.
You're barking up the wrong tree, Mr. Cripps, except in one respect. There's something about all this that doesn't add up.
Mr. Braddock, sir. Robert, what to say?
What is it, Jackson?
A woman in the tea room, sir. She's barricaded herself in the ladies. Won't come out.
I hope this engine's not going to be stuck in Bridgford Goods Yard all night, Wheeler, waiting for them to sort themselves out.
Well, we are on standby, Hancock.
I know, but Flory's all on her own with me not 500 yards away. It's that.
We all know what you're missing. Still, you can't blame the soldiers for being excited. They have been robbed.
How the heck are they going to beat anyone in Bath if they can't keep hold of their wages?
We should have been away by now.
Stop keeping this fire going hour after hour and we're not going anywhere. Mm. We'll have to take on more coal and water at this rate.
Hurry up. Cheerful Charlie's back again.
What? He's still got his coffin.
What's up? I lost a leg and decided to hop it.
The regiment rejected his nibs in a coffin then?
Oh, yes. They thought he was a new Napoleon on account of his bony parts.
So what happened?
The soldiers wouldn't let us through. I tried to explain, but they wouldn't pull.
Oh, they were law unto themselves, all right.
Well, they said the area was sealed off and detected up with the government, but didn't like it.
What will you do now?
I'll put him on a train in the station. It makes no odds to me, but just trying to avoid upsetting folk. I mean, people are funny about coffins.
You are.
Aye, well, I'll best be on my way. Hey! I'll be seeing you.
Any road up. We may as well go and get some more water, Hancock, and sit doing now.
Ooh, I'm hungry.
Open the door! Open the door!
It won't hurt you. Open the door! She won't come out, Phoebe.
Let's hope no one else wants use of it, because they're not going to get it while she's in there.
Maybe it's something she ate. She only had a cup of tea and a donut.
Well, you never know. That chap who choked, well, he could have been riddled with disease.
Oh, do be quiet, Ada.
She could be shivering in there. Eating up my fever. You hear us such things.
No, you don't.
You're doing the tropics.
We're not in the tropics. We're in Bridgford in the middle of winter.
East is east and west is west.
You can't stay in there all day.
Well, what can we do?
Well, we could break the door down, miss.
Sergeant, you should wait outside. Men are not allowed in the ladies' tea room.
Orders is orders. I was ordered to search the restaurants.
Where is she, Mrs. Scorion?
In the ladies' room.
Break the door down, then.
No, you can't.
A robbery has taken place. She may be involved, Miss Braddock.
She's just a slip of a girl.
So was Jezebel.
She's been here since this morning and doesn't seem to be waiting for a train.
She was very keen to sit away from the door. And she was most particular about men in the tea room.
Very well.
Break the door down, Sergeant.
Stop! Ah! Oh! Go in and get it, Josie.
I'm sorry. Oh, it's all right.
Who are you? What's your name?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
I daren't.
No doubt.
Look, the sooner you men make yourselves scarce, the sooner I can get straight again.
Take her up to my office, eh?
Are you going to make her sit with the body?
The coroner's men collected it, didn't they, Jackson?
Yes, but...
They heard it moving about. Didn't you, Dukes?
I may have done.
Moving about, that body's been on a guided tour of Victoria Station.
What do you mean, Robson?
Well, Coffin's been backing and forwards across Goodyard.
Braddock, we are wasting time. This woman's associates could be getting away. We must question her. Very well. Take her up to my office, Josie. Oh,
come on.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Mr. Braddock, sir, you know you ordered me to inform the coroner's office?
Yes, and the coroner's men collected the body, you said, sir.
But I never told them. I mean to say, I forgot. Did you tell them?
No. Robson, the last time you saw the coffin in the goods yard, which direction was he going?
Well, this way, I think. Aye, they were headed back towards the station.
Right, Jackson, Robson, come with me. You too, Mr. Cripps.
Robert, you will do as I say.
This is still my station, and I am responsible for operational matters, Mr. Cripps. Sergeant, go and get your colonel. Bring him to the up platform.
Yes, sir.
The rest of you come with me.
Victoria! Princess Victoria! Hey, up, guard! Lend a hand, I've got a big box for you.
I haven't got all day. Where's he going?
He's dead set on getting the Sheffield.
Traveling alone?
No, I'm dying to go with him. What's up? Don't you like comical remarks?
Well, they're all right, if you like laughing. Right, you'd better get the other end. We'll lift on three. One, two,
three! Lift!
Oh, he is heavy.
Right, just put him over there. Come on.
Dad, can you help me with my window?
Not just at the moment. Right, put it down. Right. You go and get a seat if you want.
No, I've become attached to them.
Oh, suit yourself. Now, madam, what's this about a window?
Oh, it's for our church, a memorial for my son.
Oh, is this it?
Oh, be careful with it.
I'd best be off, mate.
Don't let him get away.
Oh, what's that window? Oh, look out.
Have you got him, Jackal?
Yes. All right, boss. I'm not going anywhere.
The window, it's smashed. What will I tell my husband?
I am sorry, madam.
It means so much to him, you see. Our son's death broke his heart.
You better open the coffin, Jackson.
I mean to say, Mr. Braddock, me?
Great heavens, Braddock. Isn't the broken window sacrilege enough?
I have my reasons, Mr. Grips. Robson, Jackson, unscrew the lid.
Look, the train is late as it is. Couldn't you open it on the platform?
No, for decency's sake. If you must do it in here.
But, sir, I mean to say, the body might be contagious.
Hurry it up, lad.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Oh, last one, Mr. Braddock. Open, sesame.
Blimey.
I mean to say, look at it.
So near, and yet so far.
Right, put the coffin under the platform. Right. Let the train get away.
What am I going to tell my husband?
You should be able to claim compensation for the damage.
From the army, Braddock?
It's the anniversary of our son's death next week, you see. My husband has organised a dedication ceremony.
Station Master?
Colonel.
Good Lord. The expedition gold.
Is it all there?
You better count it. Jackson, go and fetch the police and make sure you do it this time.
Yes, Mr. Bradshaw.
At a rough estimate, it seems to be all there. Sergeant, escort the coffin to our train and count the money. Do not let it out of your sight. Sir, has anyone seen Captain Hargreaves?
The captain. Oh, he's long gone by now, boss. Long gone.
I'll detail two men to guard the prisoner until the authorities arrive. At the double, Sergeant.
Colonel, sir. You heard him? Get moving. Left, right, left, right, left, right.
We were in India together. Me, the captain, and Smedley.
Impossible. Hargreaves is an officer, and you're just a common soldier.
We was a special patrol sent out to infiltrate and gather information in disguise. We could all speak the lingo. It was dangerous, but we were good at it. We enjoyed it.
No, yes. They went native. It happens when men spend too much time fraternizing.
I knew there was something odd about the captain.
Thank you, Robson. Tell us about the robbery.
It's worked before. A few times.
Not on the Great Central Railway.
In India. Smedley learnt his trick of feigning death from a local holy man. Oh, it came in useful more than once, aye. Well, the captain read about the expedition and decided to try the old routine.
So it was Smedley who pretended to choke in the restaurant car?
Over his breakfast, Nice touch, that. Very stylish. And it caused a diversion. Well, the captain's very keen on diversions. Muddies the water and confuses the enemy, as he says.
No, diabolical. Surely we've heard enough.
May as well hear him out. Go on.
So, Smedley's lying there dead and horrible. I turn up with a coffin. Well, what could be more natural, eh? And it's a funny thing. But you can go anywhere with a coffin.
And the captain?
Well, he knows how things work. He counts on everyone being lathered up and disorganized when he presents himself to the CO.
Surely it isn't that simple, Colonel.
Sending this expedition is a political expedient. But as usual, the politicians have delayed and delayed until the last possible minute. Result, nothing is ready. Chaos.
Besides, Captain Hargreaves could charm the birds off the tree.
Could and all. I've seen him in action.
But what about the girl? What was her role?
What girl?
They're outside the station master's office. You passed her just now.
No, there was no girl.
How was the gold transferred?
That's the awkward bit. The captain finds the war chest and gets rid of the guard. Then he and Smedley move the chest into a suitable hiding place. The colonel's special quarters, in this case. Then, when the hue and cry starts, the captain joins in while me and Smedley transfer the money. They make good their escape while I travel with the bullion.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, the captain's never let me down
yet. He won't be able to help you now.
Don't you believe it? He saved my life three times from the Lancers.
Lancers?
Third Afghan War. A lot of good men died in those mountains.
The march from Kabul to Kandahar.
How do you know?
The police are here, sir.
One last question. Where were the telegraph wires cut?
Another diversion. Like I said, the captain's keen on diversions. Have you seen him yet?
Take him away, Sergeant. Redick, the expedition must penetrate the interior before the rains. I cannot assist you further. Yeah, I bid you good day.
Look, Mr. Cribbs, do you really believe this girl took part in the robbery?
She acted suspiciously, and thus far she has failed to provide a satisfactory explanation of her conduct.
I shall hand her over to the constable.
But the man we apprehended said she had nothing to do with it.
So now you take the word of a criminal over mine, Braddock? I cannot say that I'm surprised.
This is better being brought in my locomotive. It's about ready to leave.
We've been waiting all day, you know, all day.
Mr. Wheeler, Hancock, what are you doing here?
Miss Josie sent for Hancock.
I'm sorry, don't send me to jail.
Oh, it's all right. Don't upset yourself. Mr. Wheeler and Mr. Hancock are here.
Josie, what's going on?
Flora, is that you?
I'm sorry, Henry. I'm sorry.
Don't take on, sir. What are you doing here?
She will not say, Hancock. Do you know this woman?
It's me wife.
Flora?
They're taking me to jail, Henry.
She is a hardened criminal.
Laurie!
She's been waiting in the station all day. Laurie, what are you doing here? What's going on?
I was lonely in the house on my own. I just wanted to be near you, so I came to the station. I knew you'd be angry if I found out, so I sat in the ladies' tea room. Are they going to lock me up?
Oh, no, of course not.
Under your tutelage, Braddock, Victoria Station has become a veritable clearinghouse for imbeciles, ne'er-do-wells and criminals. I intend to put a stop to it.
What did you say?
Well, don't answer back. What? You'll only get us into more trouble.
All right, all right.
I am going to inspect the traffic schedules.
Newlywed, Mr. Braddock. Loves young dreams.
So he seems.
I didn't mean to cause any trouble, Henry.
I've got to get back to work, Florence.
That's right, he does. We're with you out long since, and it looks like snow to me.
I made your banana sandwiches specially. I hope you like them.
Of course I did.
He liked them all right, Florrie. He said to me, he liked them that much, he wished he could have them every day. Didn't you, Henry?
Did you?
Yes, look, I must go. Will it be all right?
Yes, I think so.
See you get home, Josie. I'll see you later. Mr. Wheeler, hang up. Get back to your locomotives.
Right, old. Come on. Henry.
Let's get these trains moving.
Just...
Jack Robson, oh, you made me jump.
Come dancing with us. I'll meet you outside the Flying Horse.
You think I made a fool of myself, don't you?
Well, didn't you? I mean, Captain Hargreaves is a criminal, and you encouraged him.
Oh, he was charming, and he knew how to behave. Yeah. Unlike some I could mention. Oh. I can't waste time talking to you, Jack. I've got to take Florrie Hancock home.
Josie, I'll see you outside the Flying Horse at 8.
Here's one meat pie for you, Mr. Kimbarsh.
Just leave it there, Jackson.
Yes, sir. I mean to say, eating on duty, sir.
After today's aberrations, a minor indiscretion.
Oh, I'll go.
All right. Sorry, sir. Thank you very much. There you are, Mr. Titmarsh. The chief clerk in his cubbyhole. Mr. Cripps, a busy day.
Don't apologize, ma'am. I expect this is the first bite you've had.
Oh, yes, with all the excitement.
You summoned me with a telegraph?
I may have been a little hasty.
No, you did well. You've heard about my promotion to regional superintendent?
Okay, Fred, I've got a real thirst, yeah.
I thought you might have had second thoughts, Joe, after today.
I haven't had second thoughts, and I'm not going to.
It'll be after both of us. You saw the way he went for me today.
If you do your job properly, there's nothing he can do.
He doesn't think so.
Ah, well, if he picks on me, he'll be picking a fart.
Doesn't sound like the Joe Braddock I know.
I'm sick of being ordered apart by self-serving Fenbush's book of rules in one hand and Reddy Reckner in the other. You can't run a railway from a book.
In episode 1 of Victoria Station by Steve Chambers, Sean Baker played Joe, Gavin Muir, Cripps, Christopher Scott, Titmarsh, Pauline Letts, Ada, and Sean Prendergast, the Undertaker. Robert Harper was Robson, Chris Pavlo, Jackson, Colleen Prendergast, Josie, Becky Hindley, Phoebe, and John Hartley, Fred. Tom Bevan was Sid, Keith Drinkle, Wheeler, and Alex Lowe, Hancock. Mark Bonner played Captain Hargreaves, Ewan Meredith, Colonel Smithers Jenkins, Shirley Dixon, Mrs. Gunn, and Amanda Gordon, Florrie. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The director was David Hunter.
There is one very important difference, Mr. Titmarsh.
Really, Mr. Cripps? What's that?
Unlike an area manager, a regional superintendent can suspend a station master on his own authority without the prior agreement of head office. Of course, he would require evidence of misconduct.
Evidence?
A regional superintendent can also appoint a station master from the ranks, given sufficient seniority.
Are you asking me to spy on Mr. Brandt?
I am asking you if you have the ambition to be station master. I hold the divorce of discipline from command in abhorrence, as I presume you do.
Oh, yes. That's why I sent the telegraph.
Someone must rectify the irregularities at Victoria Station. Why not the diligent chief clerk?
Me?
Station Master Titmarsh. It has a ring to it, don't you think?
Station Master Titmarsh.